The lights are gone out all over Northern Ireland. This is the warning from the Stormont Minister, Danny Kennedy. In an exclusive this morning, we can reveal that the DRD Minister has had to pull the plug on work on fixing potholes, footpaths, grass cutting, traffic lights and much more because of budget cuts. And get this, Mr. Kennedy has told us that the lack of money has the, quote, potential to result in tens of thousands of street lights being out across Northern Ireland over the winter period. You couldn't really make this up, could you? Yeah. So we're going to be in the dark now, according to Mr. Kennedy. He's unavailable this morning. He has given us a lengthy statement. We'll look at that in a second or two. On the line, though, is his party colleague, Ross Hussey, who sits on the Regional Development Committee. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the SDLP MLA, Dolores Kelly. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the DUP MLA, Peter Weir. You're all here this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So, Ross Hussey, spell this out. Is he exaggerating your Kennedy here? We're going to be in the dark.
Well, I think Danny Kennedy has put clearly, his department has put clearly what will happen with the cuts that his department has to face. He's looking at, what is it, a £15 million deduction from his budget. He has to find somewhere where these savings have to be made, and he's put it in black and white where these savings will be made.
Peter Weir?
I'm actually a little bit surprised at the figures. I mean, obviously, our preference in terms of changes would be that the welfare side of things was tackled, but those figures aren't actually accurate. He is losing $7 million from his current budget, but actually gaining back $5 million of that to deal with pressures in terms of concessionary fares.
Well, he's saying that the street lights across Northern Ireland are going to be out over the winter.
I have to say, sorry, that's just nonsense in that regard. He is in net terms losing.
He's the minister.
As a result of the mounting round, he is losing £2 million from his current expenditure. He's actually a net beneficiary of the monitoring round of $23.5 million in terms of capital spend. So, and indeed, whenever it came to the monitoring round within the executive, Danny Kennedy abstained on the vote. Now, that doesn't seem to me somewhere that's necessarily in crisis in that regard. I think this has been exaggerated and hyped up.
But here's the point, Ross Hussey. Is this place where we live, Northern Ireland PLC, becoming a laughingstock?
Well, more than likely, because when we have Peter here making comments along the lines of what capital spending, he obviously is aware that there are two types of spending, there's capital spending and resource spending. Yeah. There has been a major cut on the DRD budget, and Peter can't deny
that. And as a result of the mounting round, there's a net loss.
Let's let him finish.
And Peter's correct where he says that there's this problem over the welfare situation, and that's between the DUP and Sinn Féin. They could sort that matter out and then let the other departments get on with their work. But, of course, the two departments that were not affected by this were health and education. So there's a double dump for the likes of DRD.
And here's what the minister has said. He has said that he has no option other than to stop issuing new work instructions to the following: foot and carriageway patching, including potholes, grass cutting, gully emptying, road marking maintenance, traffic sign maintenance. Our in-house contractor will endeavour to keep the road network in as safe condition as possible. However, he says, they will not be able to provide the service the public would expect in normal circumstances. And then he goes on to talk about the streetlights being out over the winter.
I think, again, Danny has painted a very clear picture of where he's at. So his department has been, as I say, a double dump. But he has to make it clear to everybody what's going to happen.
And so that I can be clear, because I'm not clear, just to reconfirm this, are you telling us, Ross Hussey, that Northern Ireland over the winter, that as your minister, the DRD minister no less, has said, that we're going to be in the dark? Tens of thousands of streetlights are going to be out in Northern Ireland.
If the streetlights go out, they cannot be repaired, they cannot be replaced. That is what he has said, he's made that very clear. Now, if tens of thousands go off at one go, I'd be very surprised. But that is the worst case scenario. That is
He says, I've also had to take the difficult decision to stop funding external contractors for the repair of streetlights that fail. This has the potential to result in tens of thousands of streetlights being out across Northern Ireland over the winter period.
And as I say, he has painted a worst-case scenario, and he's made that very clear. It has the potential.
Is this scare tactics, Dolores Kelly, or is it real?
Well, we already know that road service maintenance has been under budget by hundreds of millions of pounds over the last number of years, and we already know from the state and conditions of many of our roads and motorways that there has been a lack of investment within our infrastructure. This is a very frightening statement by the Minister, and we need to look at whether or not there was any risk assessment in relation to road safety and how is that going to be managed over the next number of months. I mean, if streetlights, there's a blanket ban on repair of streetlights, well then the Minister needs to explain to us in some of those areas which are deemed to be dangerous parts of the road and hence they have the streetlights, how is that going to be managed?
Well, he said unless they pose an electrical hazard to members of the public. But he is talking about tens of thousands of street lights being out, like something that would affect our lives here in Northern Ireland.
Well, it's only whenever statements like that are made that people actually realise that that which we took for granted, the impact that it does have on our daily lives. And I do believe there is a need for this executive to look seriously at the programme for government commitment and have a collective view of these cuts right across all of the departments and have the worst case scenarios and make some decisions which actually show a level of collectivity and partnership across the departments rather than the silo mentality that that pertains across each of the departments.
Peter Weir, are you not seriously worried about Northern Ireland being looked upon as a laughingstock?
Well, I think you know, quite frankly...
Is this government dysfunctional that you're a part of?
I was going to say, Stephen, I think whenever you get slightly ridiculous statements when it talks about tens of thousands of streetlights, whenever clearly that's not going to happen. In terms of, as I said, the changes in terms of the budget of the monitoring round, DRD is in net terms £2 million down in that regard on the resource side, and £23.5 million down on the capital side. But, you know, particularly it's a little bit odd to be taking lectures from the SDLP, and I know Sinn Féin aren't even on the programme, whenever actually a lot of this could be eased in terms of the pressures, if indeed we were to... realise that we need to grasp the nettle in terms of welfare reform. There is a closing of eyes, particularly of Sinn Féin, towards that issue. And as a result of that, we are going to be paying penalties. We're going to be facing charges there, which are going to impact on the other budgets across...
Well, what else? What else is around the corner, Peter?
Well, I mean, we've indicated in terms of costs that we're looking at £87 million this year. That is going to...
But all these figures, with all due respect, all these figures... probably mean very little to ordinary people. So tell me how it's going to affect their lives. What's around the corner that's going to affect our lives?
I think that I'm not going to get into a long list of doom-laden predictions you know, and
so nothing then?
There's clearly going to be. I mean, if you take money out of a budget, if you're taking, say, £100 million out of a budget, that is going to, across the board, that is going to make a high level of impact.
How?
Well, you know, you can quantify that in a range of different ways.
Well, can you?
In terms of that. Well, I mean, you know, clearly in terms of pressures that are there on across the board, we're trying to do our best in difficult circumstances to protect key services. And I think from that point of view, in terms of any budget allocation, I think it is reasonable. If you ask most people what they would see as the priorities, health and education are obviously the key ones, and we're trying to do our best within that.
Yeah, but the Minister has been very clear in this statement. He hasn't said that he's going to...
But with respect, it seems to be rather strange that the Minister is so worried about the situation that whenever the actual proposal came to the Executive, he abstained on it. Now, you know, he's either sees this as some sort of Armageddon-type situation, or alternatively... as something that's
But let me just make this point. You're trying...
His actions don't bear out what he said today in connection.
You're trying to say, Peter, that he's... hold on a second. You're trying to say that he's exaggerating, OK? That's the inference of what you're saying. But let me... Hold on one moment. But in this statement, he does not say that he might have to look at reducing some of this work. He talks about stopping. Stopping new work in terms of potholes. It's stopped, it's not reduced. Grass cutting. Like, what is this country going to look like? He's stopping cutting the grass. You couldn't make it up.
In net terms, he has lost £2 million.
But he has now stopped all new work, cutting the grass, emptying gullies.
And the same statement as you've thrown at us, he was talking about tens of thousands of streetlights going out. What I'm saying is that is not going to happen. I think there's a large element of scaremongering in relation to that.
But
however,
Peter, one second. But you're missing my point. With the streetlights, you may or may not have a point in terms of the streetlights have to break down first, right? And then they're clearly not going to be fixed. But my point is this. If you look at what else the Minister has said, he has said that he is stopping cutting the grass. He is stopping emptying the gullies. He is stopping.
I don't think that's an appropriate response given the budget he's had. But
he's doing it.
Where I have some sympathy for Danny Kennedy is
he's
Danny Kennedy
it.
Danny Kennedy and other ministers should have more money in their budget because we are unnecessarily put into a position because of the bloc of Sinn Féin and to some extent the SDLP on the issue of welfare reform. That is a nettle which has to be grasped. We have done what we can with the government, and there are others, sadly, who are simply taking a view of, well, actually, to be honest, there is some great pot of gold still to be got out there. This is actually, therefore, having real impact in terms of the budget line. And the reality is that Danny Kennedy and other government departments should be better off, but we are stuck with unnecessary fines from the government.
Ross,
and we've got to face reality.
Ross Hussey, help me with this. Is this minister of yours scaring us unnecessarily here? Because what he doesn't talk about in this statement of his is the £50 million worth of cash reserves that are in TransLink's accounts.
Again,
can that money be used?
Is it all cash? They have reserves, but it isn't all
50
cash.
Million cash reserves.
Well, again, some of that can be used for certain uses within TransLink. But then again, once you empty that pot is emptied.
There's 50 million of it.
Well, I don't think that the minister is exaggerating. I do believe that there is going to be, and Peter himself made this comment, a real impact. The minister has said it as it is. And I mean, he's putting his cards on the table here. The minister
He's selectively putting cards on the table. So he tells us about what he doesn't have, but he forgets to tell us about the 50 million in the TransLink coffers.
And the TransLink coffers are being used for various activities within TransLink.
I mean, meanwhile, you hear the DUP this morning telling us that actually there's been a net gain.
Well, again, if that is the case, let's Peter give us more information on that, because clearly the only people that benefited from the last budget were the Departments of Health and Education. And nobody is going to complain about health and education having their budgets maintained. However, other departments have to pay the price. And DRD is paying the price. And the minister has put it in stark terms how he sees it's affecting his ministry.
Do you know what, Dolores Kelly? You know what is in the DNA of this programme? We try to cover stories that will affect all of our lives, and we try to cut through all the nonsense in order to get that message to the public. How is this going to affect them and their lives? I wonder what they're thinking of this morning, of the government in Northern Ireland, when we now have, you know, we've had this for months now, of all of these messages from different parties about what is not going to happen in Northern Ireland because of all of these disputes and welfare reform and what we cannot do. And now the basics in a country, cutting the grass, fixing traffic lights, putting street lights on, for goodness sake, if they're broken. Now we have a minister in government saying that's not going to happen either.
Well, we are getting piecemeal information, and we are getting ministers who are obviously fighting for their own departments and fighting for their own spend. But there are some basic facts, and one of the facts is that the health budget is grossly under-resourced. And that was the case whenever the DUP and Sinn Féin, and indeed the Ulster Unionist Party, voted. And indeed, it's not that long ago the DUP members were shouting across at an Ulster Unionist health minister to work within the budget that he had got, that it was his fault that it wasn't properly managed. The people here in the north have the right to know what the totality of the picture is. How is the budget being managed, and how does that relate to the programme for government? Sinn Féin and the DUP established a mechanism of government over a four-year programme for government and a four-year budget with just annual statements, as opposed to a comprehensive look year on year on what we have, what our ambitions were, and how that was going to affect the lives of people. And I would hope that this executive will start to mature and actually hear the cries of the people in relation to what's happening.
That's a very laudable statement from you, Dolores Kelly. You would be the same person, and it would be your party, that is part of blocking the welfare reforms. It's part of resulting in these fines that Northern Ireland's getting. That's part of reducing the budget and the consequences that we're hearing now this morning, aren't you?
Well, I think there's a couple of
£13 million of penalties last year, £87 million this year, £114 million next year. You're part of that, aren't you?
Well, I think, Stephen, what our party has been very clear on, we want to hear from the DSD minister and others what is going to be the profiling of the impact of some of the welfare reform cuts and how that's going to impact on the people. We already have that from the trade union.
But to be fair to the DUP, they said there would be consequences. And by the way, it's really interesting this morning that Sinn Féin are nowhere to be seen or heard on this programme today. Where are they this morning? We have asked them to come on. They've told the public that it's very important that they oppose the welfare cuts. They've said on many occasions that the likes of the DUP have been exaggerating when they've talked about the consequences of these fines, if you want to describe them like that, that are coming from across the water. Well, where are Sinn Féin to describe their position this morning? Are they awake?
Well, I can't answer for them, but maybe they're hiding an embarrassment after the decision they made yesterday in relation to the aviation.
But you are part. You are part of these blocks, aren't you? That is resulting in penalties.
Well, Stephen, one of the things is, and I'm sure Peter will correct me if I'm wrong, whether or not any of that money's been handed over yet in relation to the budgetary pressures. And furthermore, we haven't been told the truth in and around some of the welfare reform. Some of the welfare reform measures have already taken place. So there are issues around DLA and PIPs, and there are issues around the bedroom tax. Why can't this government and this executive state clearly that given the special circumstances and the sectarian divisions that there are within the North, that the bedroom tax will be abolished? That's what Scotland has done, and they've picked up the tab for that. In England, in the south of England, the Liberal Democrats have announced a massive housing programme to cope with the impact of the bedroom
but
tax.
When we have heard,
not hearing any of those measures from this executive.
But when we've heard all these numbers, which have gone over a lot of people's heads, when we're hearing about the money that we're not going to have because of the welfare reform dispute, the money we're not going to have in Northern Ireland, now we're starting to feel the consequences of this, Dolores, aren't we?
Well, we're
starting the 13 million last year and the 87 million this year. You know, what would we rather do? Pay that in penalties or actually spend it in departments?
Well, why isn't the executive meeting weekly to discuss all of those things in a sensible and mature way and one that is fully informed of the consequence of their action and making the best decisions in the interests of all the people? The SDLP is up for mature debate. Why aren't the other parties?